Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro. And today our guests are Sandy Harper of Cyrano's Theater Company and Kevin Bennett of Anchorage Community Theater. And they're here to talk about their upcoming seasons, the theatrical offerings that they're preparing right now for our pleasure down the line. Welcome, guests.
Thanks, Mark.
It's good to be here.
So who would like to start talking about what you're doing? Kevin?
Sure. ACT has been pretty busy over the past couple of years. We're doing some new things. Right now we're involved in a summer production with Dave Block and the Midnight Sun Production Company. This is a new arrangement, and we're actually performing A.R. Gurney's Fourth Wall at the ACT Studio Theater.
Which I've seen.
Which I've seen.
Enjoyed immensely.
Yeah. It's wonderfully funny, especially if you're into theater.
Yeah, it's playing through August 8th, so this is the last weekend coming up. Our first show of the season is going to be Witness for the Prosecution. It's going to be directed by Bob Pond, who was actually in the original Alaskan production nearly 50 years ago, believe it or not. So it should be a great time. Auditions are coming up for that pretty quick, and it's going to play October 1st to the 24th. A Christmas Story is scheduled after that from November 26th through December 19th. And
that's the Gene Shepherd script?
Yeah, that is.
I made the movie with Darren McGavin, Everybody
so
Loves.
That's the one.
Takes place in Cleveland.
Little Ralphie Parker.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's always a good show. Who's directing that?
Don Love.
Oh, good.
Don Love is going to direct that piece for us. And we're actually planning something new, which should be a lot of fun. It's a late night one-act series that's going to play concurrently beginning in October. Shotzi Schaefer's and Dawson Moore have put their heads together on this project. It'll be presented late nights at ACT after our regular production, and it should be a little more adult fare. Not terrible stuff, you know, but not necessarily for kids. And it'll be a handful of selected one acts to present late nights. The tickets will be lower priced and should be actually quite a lot of fun. Some Alaskan authors have been picked for these pieces, and at least one of the shows have been cast that I know of so far, and there's some really, really good stuff coming in there. So
you could come to, is this going to be after the regular play goes off, so you could come and see both?
Yeah, you could. You know, the regular plays start around 7 p.m., so they'll get out somewhere around 9. And then what we're planning is somewhere around a 10 o'clock curtain for the late night one acts. And there should be a few of them running for at least a couple of weeks at a time. Now, since this is the first time it's been done, it'll take at least a couple of weeks or so to see how it's going to go. But we think it's going to be popular because there's some really good material in it. So,
sounds great. I'm delighted to hear it.
Yeah.
And Sandy, what's your schedule look?
Okay, well, we too are winding down our summer season with two great shows, Two Tales of the Frozen North and Raven's Radio Hour. So then we will be going into our fall season with Souvenir. And that is a kind of a witty look at self-perception and friendship. And it's based on the true life story of Florence Foster Jenkins. So she was a rich socialite who kind of bought her way into Carnegie Hall. And she actually did have a cult following at that time.
Oh, but, I heard about her.
Yeah, but she couldn't sing.
but she'd sell out anyway.
But well, she thought she could sing. So at the end of the play, we have to have an actress who could actually sing well, because it's as she heard herself sing all through the play. But we have a sensational cast. It is Kate Egan playing that part. Wow. And we have a guest director, Phil Fabry, who's directed at the opera, and Jerry Steichen, who's conducted at the opera. And the reason we have this power cast is they were all young X years ago. They all worked together in a Gilbert and Sullivan company in New York City. And so they remain friends, and they all love this show. So that's going to be opening on August 27th and run through September 12th.
I'm going to see that twice. I'm both a theater lover and an opera lover.
Oh, perfect.
And this play got such rave reviews that I'm really, really looking forward to seeing it.
I think it should
be
wonderful.
Is it a new play?
It's been around. It was a hit on Broadway, and it's toured. It was the country.
Oh, okay.
Then after that is Seafarer, and it's by a great contemporary Irish playwright, Conor McPherson. That opens October 1st, and it's a comedic and very haunting play about five guys playing poker on Christmas Eve in Dublin. And Kevin, in fact, is one of those guys. It's got five really juicy male parts. And we have the
Juicy Male.
Juicy. That's going to be directed by Krista Sforthing. Mm-hmm. And I just returned from Ireland, and I just missed Conor McPherson by one night. He was at opening night of Abbey at the Abbey Theatre, The Stars and the Plough. But I'm still hoping maybe we can connect with him somehow. And then after that, in November, we have not one but two world premieres playing in rep. One is Winterbear by Anne Hanley, who is our state writer emeritus and a wonderful playwright.
And which I saw in Valdez and liked very much.
It was originally read in Valdez, and it concerns an historical fiction based on Cindy Huntington and how he gives a young boy who's bent on committing suicide a more positive vision for his future. So it's got important themes. Mm-hmm. It's actually also going to open in the AFN in October in Fairbanks, and then we're going to tour it to Galena, where Sidney Huntington still lives, and it's in its mid-90s. Then it will open at Cyrano's, play in rep with Jack Dalton's new play called Assimilation, which kind of turns the table. It's a boarding school with three white students run by a native teacher.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. And then, also in November, we're going to be hosting the Alaska Native Heritage Center's Native Playwrights Festival. And that's a major Ford grant that they had developing 10 Native playwrights around the country. And I'm very excited about that.
Where Jack Dawson got his start, in fact.
Is that right? Then in December, it's a fractured fairy tale comedy written by Alec Ackborn, who just this year won the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Tonys. That one's going to be directed by Janet Stonebrenner.
And what's it called?
It's called This Is Where I Came In. It's sort of Rashomon fairy tales. And then, I actually know what we're doing till the end of 2011, a little bit of 2012, but I'd like to save some of it for surprises, because we're having a big friendraiser and make our big public announcement then on September 1st.
Right, and plus, there's only so much you can carry in your head at one time.
That's true.
I found that to be true.
I find that to be very true, in my case anyway.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Sandy Harper and Kevin Bennett talking about their upcoming season at Cyrano and at ACT and other subjects we're at it, which is kind of changing the subject here. The fact that Kevin is acting in a play at your place.
Yes, Kevin.
And that your second in command often acts at ACT.
Scarlett Kennedy Boudreau III.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I mean, this is very interesting. This is a small community, and people move, actors particularly, move round and round in it, playing here and there.
And directors as well.
And directors as well. Mm-hmm. And I love that about it, because anywhere you go, you're liable to see some of the actors you really like, or some of the director you really like.
And it still surprises me, because, you know, we tend to be somewhat, you know, cliquish and clannish, and we get comfortable with the people we've worked with before, and then I'm always surprised. And then in my mind, you know, since I'm kind of I have a lot of animosity and kind of, you know, rivalry with people, I'm very jealous and envious, and I compete a lot. When there is an overlap, I'm always delighted that not everybody in the world is as petty as me, you know? so it's very heartening, and makes me feel like, oh, there was no feud. Nobody has a stranglehold on anything. This is share and share alike. We all work together, one big community. I mean, like, ACT always, like, lends things for people.
Yeah, there's a real generous spirit. There really
exactly.
is.
Exactly. So that's really nice, you know? It's like one big dysfunctional family, but a good dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
An interesting one. The one you wish you were born into, which is why we're here.
Yes.
Exactly.
The thing about art, it doesn't belong to anybody in specific. It belongs to everyone.
Right.
So,
it's
you
very
know,
democratic.
And,
where
and the more
we participate,
you work, the better you get, and the richer the product we can offer Anchorage audiences.
And the more exposure there is to more talented people, because you know we're all like learning here in public, and getting to know you know what the parameters are, and you know from the community theater, that's like the first step in. Actually, it would be like the teaching, the junior theaters, right?
Well, ATY like, and ATY, TBA are
right.
wonderful.
Right.
Organization.
And a lot of the people who grace your stage today began as tots, you know, in these other places, and now they've conquered the stage and beyond.
And open auditions are also important. We know the work of a lot of people, and often we do have them in mind. In fact, occasionally we precast. But open auditions are very important to discover new talent, for them to have the opportunity to show their stuff, and for us to give them the opportunity to be cast.
And then out at ACT, you often introduce newcomers.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, almost every one of your plays, and some really absolutely. Fine actors.
Absolutely. That's absolutely a must for community theater. There is a certain role in community theater to provide opportunities for somebody who wants to get into it who's never done it before. And that happens every show. Every show. And some of the people that have started at ACT have moved on to do great things. You know, the same is true everywhere, but, you know, there always has to be an open door for people who want to participate, always.
And it's not only on stage, but we welcome people who are interested in doing the support things that make the shows possible, like props and so on. Stage managers are cherished beings.
Yeah, and it's like, so we see a fresh face and a person who maybe had experience a long time ago and wants to get back into it. This is a big transient town. A lot of people come and go. We got a good flux. So there are some people who haven't done a show in a long time.
I want to get back on that horse.
Exactly, yeah, back on the boards. And we see that. And that's also refreshing, too, because they bring what they know from wherever.
Right, didn't you used to be an ingenue, and now you're a leading man, or leading juvenile, a leading man.
Ex-jejune.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. So now with the Seafarer, which is coming up in October?
It is our October show, yes.
Yeah. You discovered this place, Andy? Or
actually, Krista brought it to my attention. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, when I investigated it further, because after I read it, I really loved it and wanted to do it. But a year ago, it was probably the most produced play around the country.
Oh, wow. Now we get to see it here. So it's coming to Anchorage soon.
It is.
And Kevin, you're in it in a pivotal role.
That's a surprise.
It's a surprise. I shouldn't. Kevin was telling me about it very excitedly just a couple of days ago.
It's a great part.
I'm not going to reveal it.
But in the meantime, we're running out of time. So I want to thank Kevin.
Thanks,
and
Jean.
Bennett, of course, and Sandy Harper, of course, for coming in and talking about ACTs and Cyrano's upcoming season and other things. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. At Cyrano's, Raven's Radio Hour plays through August 14th, Thursdays to Saturdays at 7, and Sundays at 3. And this is the last chance to see True Tales of the Frozen North, which plays Tuesday and Wednesday at 7, and there will be a matinee at 4 on Monday. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
This is the last week to see Anchorage Community Theater's presentation of the comedy The Fourth Wall by A.R. Gurney. Shows are tonight and tomorrow at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available online at www.actalaska.org or you can call 868-4913.
Auditions for Witness for the Prosecution, directed by Bob Pound, are scheduled for Sunday, August 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. and Monday, August 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Alaska Community Theater. No preparation of material is necessary. You will be asked to read from the script of the play and in dialogue with others. For further information, call 868-4913 or go to www.actalaska.org.
And finally, TBA Theater presents a stage combat workshop featuring Frank Delaney and Glenn Wall, providing training in broadsword and single rapier. The dates are August 9th through the 14th for single rapier, 1 to 4 p.m., and the broadsword training is at 6 to 9:30 p.m. So this is good if you're an actor or you're just a swordsman, an enthusiast, or a swordswoman, and you want to learn some kind of, is it fencing and Dungeons and Dragons Renaissance Fair play. To register, go to combat.evenbrite, and that's BRITE.com, or you can call Frank Delaney at 360-2936. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.